Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, continuing with Wild Wednesday. We've got lots to share with you. We're going to take you on a journey from investment property, and later on, we're going to be talking about the dating game. Advantages to owning investment property with our very fresh, just amazing, regular, our positive realtor joining us here today, Kathy Staub. She is a real estate expert and much more, but today's show goes broader than that. There's a conversation to give you all a phenomenal update on what's been going on. What are the advantages to owning investment property? What are some of the tax deductions? Why does this make sense at all right now? And why are we primed in this particular point in time to take a different look at real estate? Kathy's been joining us here today and has been a regular on the show. She's actually our resident expert. And what usually happens is we take Kathy and we put her through her exercises. And what that means is we say, look, these are the kinds of things we want to talk about. Kathy's also going to be joined by a cohort today. Tammy, you're going to get to meet who she is and what she's about. But this is a big topic, and I want to get right to it. Thank you both for joining me here today. It's great to have you back.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Big, big topic. So take a minute and introduce your partner in crime here today.
Okay. Well, this is Tammy Mrozek, and she has her own CPA?
Correct.
Yeah, CPA business, and this is a perfect time for us to be talking about this.
She's an accountant.
Yeah. Well, and also a financial planner.
Exactly. Correct.
And how long have you been doing it?
Since 1998.
Oh, so a long time. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so she's an expert in the field, and one of the reasons we're talking about this right now is not only because it's tax preparation time, and people should be thinking, you know, forward into the year where it's a new year, new goals,
you know,
and I think it's an excellent time to be investing in real estate. Anybody who's been listening to me knows that I think we're going into a housing shortage. And when you get into a housing shortage because they haven't built for 3 years, then you've got a demand on inventory.
Right.
And then when you have a shortage of inventory, prices start up. So I think we're at the bottom. And we do have a lot of foreclosure inventory, a lot of bank-owned inventory. There's some phenomenal deals out there right now. And if you're thinking of even, you know, barely thinking about getting into a property owning, whether it's for resale down the road, fix and flip or resale down the road, or to put renters in, now's the time to be doing it.
All right.
I think.
Let's talk about what investment property is. And, you know, let's start with rental if we could.
Okay. Well, rental, obviously, you're going to purchase it and put renters in there, and you have to kind of plan whether you're going to do it for short term or long term. But why don't you talking to us about some of the advantages?
Well, there's some serious tax advantages which people really aren't quite familiar with and otherwise. And I think this is a good way to have that conversation.
Well, I think using a property as a rental, if you're looking at it as an investment, is a great way to offset your out-of-pocket costs. You have the cost of investing in the property. So if you can get revenue coming in until you to help cover your costs until you decide you're ready to dispose of that property or convert it into something else from another strategy standpoint, it just makes all the sense in the world.
Well, Brett, take us through and tell us why it makes sense.
Well, let's just say you decided that now is the time to buy property because prices are low, but maybe you don't really have a use for that property for a few years. Maybe you're 5 or 6 years from retirement. You want to buy the property now, but you obviously can't afford the out-of-pocket costs to hold it and do nothing with it. So if you rent it out for a period of time, you can get revenue coming in to offset your mortgage expenses, your property taxes, your maintenance on that property until you're ready to downsize.
Great, great. So let's talk about some of the requirements for this.
Such as?
Well, you know, what you're talking about here are certain requirements, right? That are taxable. And there are very specific advantages to this, which I think people are not familiar with.
Well, first of all, what is a rental property? You have to have – you don't have
to
have
somebody –
Yeah, that is tricky. You don't have to
That's
have somebody in there all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, you should define that.
Yeah, I think I'd start there.
Okay. So a rental property is a property that you purchase. You maybe don't live in it yourself, but you're holding it for investment.
It has to be rented so many days out of the year, though, doesn't it?
Don't you have to qualify as a rental?
Yeah.
As long as you don't use it yourself personally for more than 14 days, the greater of 14 days or 10% of the days that
okay.
you have it rented to someone else.
Right, right, right. Yeah, it can't be like, oh, I have a rental property in Port Townsend and I'm there 6 months of the year.
Right.
That's not a rental.
That would be a second home. Correct.
Yeah, that's a second home.
Yeah. Your primary action has to be renting it.
Correct.
Yeah. And it makes sense. 2 weeks of the year, you go in, maybe you clean it out, whatever you do. But that's really a strict guideline.
Is there a minimum?
As far as personal use goes?
No. Yes. Either personal use or a minimum to have it rented.
Typically, if you rent it for more than 14 days a year, you're entering into...
So 14 is the minimum.
14 would be the minimum. You're kind of entering into the rental realm. If you then, like say you have a vacation home that you're using yourself and you're renting it out for part of the time,
mm-hmm.
Anytime your use exceeds 14 days, the greater of 14 days or 10% of the days that you have it rented at fair market mm-hmm. value, anytime you're in that kind of mid-range where you've rented it for more than 14 days and you've used it yourself mm-hmm. for more than 14, then you've got some allocation rules that you have to play.
Is there a difference between having a rental property and having, say, a recreational property?
What's the difference?
Where you rent it out every other weekend or every other month? Or is there a difference there, or are the tax advantages the same?
Whenever you have a property that you're using quite a bit you're on your own,
uh-huh.
as well as renting, like in a situation
house.
Like we've got a vacation property.
Right.
There are allocation rules that go into play. So what the IRS is trying to do is say, we'll grant you the deductions that are allocable to your rental activity so that you don't necessarily have to claim all of that income. You can get the deductions, but they're not going to allow you to deduct personal expenses
okay.
against that rental income.
Well, let's talk about some of the tax benefits that there are very specifically. I know that you guys have outlined 10 top tax deductions for landlords. Let's go through them and tell folks what they are.
Passive activity.
Passive activity income, excuse me, is income off of a rental.
Mm-hmm.
That income is different, viewed differently than earned income, for example, that you earn at an employer.
So is the tax rate different?
Yeah, you don't have to pay self-employment taxes on it. You do have to pay your ordinary income rates
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
on the income, the residual income that floats through, but you don't have to pay the self-employment component. So it is a tax savings there versus earned income.
And you can claim depreciation on the property.
Correct.
And what does that mean for people? Let's just explain really quickly what depreciation means. Because that thing happens automatically.
Sure.
You don't have to do anything for that.
Depreciation is a tax deduction that you can claim. It basically, residential real estate is depreciated over 27 and a half years. So the way you calculate that is if you purchased a rental property for $100,000, annually you're allowed to deduct one over 27.5 years of that, a fraction of
uh-huh.
that. So you divide the property, cost of the property by 27 and a half, and you take that deduction each year against your taxable income.
It'd benefit there. Long-term capital gains?
Long-term capital gains would apply. So anytime you hold the property for more than a year and you sell it,
mm-hmm.
Any property appreciation that has occurred since the time that you purchased it is taxed at a reduced rate. Currently, it's either 0 or 15%, depending on what tax bracket you're in. So that's quite a bit less typically than what a person's ordinary income rate is.
Right. You can also deduct your repairs, your maintenance, your costs that you put into that, correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you deduct the dollar amount, or is there a formula?
It's out-of-pocket expenses.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
what does that mean, out-of-pocket expenses?
So it's anything that you have to pay for. For example, if you hired a contractor to come in and do work
right,
on the home.
Right, or you had to buy a new furnace, or
correct.
I don't know. Any of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So basically, you can't deduct your time. You
right.
can't assess a value on your time if you choose to do the work yourself. But anything that you pay for, out-of-pocket expense, would be deductible against the income.
What about mileage and travel? Say it's your property's, let's say, out of town.
Sure. So mileage and travel to get there,
mm-hmm.
to monitor the property, to do work on the property, to view tenants, anything related to operating that property.
It's kind of interesting because I was made aware that, you know, landlords have the right to monitor property as often as they want.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't know that your landlord could show up and say, I want to inspect your property.
Yeah, it's typically
kind of interesting.
Yeah, there's typically a clause in your rental contract. I
yeah.
mean, they're bound to reasonable
times
of the day.
They can't actually do it right that very instant, though. They have to give you a 24-hour notice
right,
or 48. Yeah. There's a provision
right, exactly.
behind that.
Yeah,
path.
They can't just
yeah.
walk in.
No.
Right?
Correct.
Yeah. But they can do it how often they want.
Correct.
Yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. As long as there's
I found that out. That
to
was a little weird.
To have the mileage deduction and travel, does the property have to be a certain distance from where you're located?
No.
Oh,
no requirement at all. So if you own a property.
Yeah, that would not make sense if there had to be like a minimum. I mean, because if your job is to monitor the property, you should get covered for that.
Yeah.
So if you own a property in Arizona, for example,
yeah. right.
and you fly down there twice a year
right.
to take a look at the property, make sure there's no damage,
have a little
pest
vacation.
Control.
well,
you know,
that, well, yeah, that gets deducted.
Yeah.
As long as you're working on the property.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I have friends that have a rental in Hawaii.
There you go.
They do that all the time.
There you go. They visit twice a year.
Well, you have to. You mean you have to have bona fide business reason for being there. You certainly can't go down and hang out for a couple of weeks and lay on the
yeah.
beach and expect to be able to claim that.
No.
As
but
a
there
repair.
Are annual things that have to be done annually.
Absolutely.
To get the place rented, and especially in a place like Hawaii where they are, if the place is vacant, you have to go in and make sure or hire somebody.
Or hire someone.
So they do a combination of both,
mm-hmm.
and you can deduct the hiring, the project management.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
yeah. A lot of deductions.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then also there's other costs associated with some properties like homeowners association dues.
Correct. Condos a lot of times have association dues or
I
condo
know that.
Management fees.
You can deduct the fees?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
See, a lot of single family residences now are considered condos and they have association fees as well,
correct.
Not just condominiums.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take a short break, and then when we come back, we'll finish some of the deductions, the top 10 deductions for landlords and why this is such an incredible time for people to be thinking about investments. So we're going to go through the advantages of owning real estate, retirement, and much more. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
Let me tell you.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Real, profound, and inspiring conversations with two passionate Canadian women on a mission to spread and infuse the essence of gratitude around the world. Experience our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com and express abundance in all areas of life using our 365 messages of gratitude, journal, mandala, and our origami box. Plant the seed of gratitude and watch it transform all that it touches. Are you ready to let gratitude emerge from your hearts? Visit explorationgratitude.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today. at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. We're going to continue this conversation. Why is this a great time to invest and own investment property? We're talking about the tax deductions, but, you know, there are a lot more advantages. And Kathy, Tammy, thanks for joining me here today. Let's just go through these and make sure there's a lot to cover. So I want people to make sure that we at least have this information recorded. And then, Kathy, you usually put this up on your blog, right?
Yeah.
Tell everybody how they can find out more on your website.
You can go to www.positivepathhome.com, and you'll get this report. There's numerous articles you can access there for free. Just download anything that you're interested in. One of the things that I kind of ran some numbers last night, and I was looking at North and East King County and Snohomish County, and right now there are 163 single-family stick-built homes under $150,000. All livable homes. Some of them are small, you know, 800 square feet, but then there's some that are up to 1,500 square feet.
Wow.
And some on nice large lots, too. So, and these aren't manufactured homes. These are actually stick-built homes that are just really, I think, great bargains. But a couple of the reasons that I think is a good idea to be thinking about buying either second property or vacation property is if you maintain the property, it can be held and sold as part of your retirement or income and savings. It can be left to your heirs. Your investment will increase as long as property values go up, which they will be doing very soon. And as you pay down the mortgage, you can leverage the equity in that home to gain access to money that you can use for retirement. You can use that money for investment. You can use that money to buy other property, spend down your mortgage. So properties can be leveraged against each other as well. And Tammy, you're a financial planner. Let's talk about the advantages of owning real estate from a financial or retirement planning perspective.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, certainly from a retirement planning standpoint, we hear a lot about asset diversification. This last market crash was a little bit of an anomaly because everything seemed to go downhill at the same time. But typically, that's not what happens.
Right.
Typically, when the stock market is going down, property retains its value. So it's always good to have, your eggs in more than one basket, so to speak.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I know you just bought a property that you're going to have your college-age children live in and rent it out, hold it, and when they're out of college, sell that.
Correct.
That's one way to do it. In my case, I have a second home that we're going to retire in, and we're paying for it now.
Sure.
So, we're trying to get that mortgage spent down so when we retire, then we have the home we live in that we can sell, for
Correct.
Retirement
mm-hmm.
planning as well. So there's a lot of different ways you can use property other than just renting it,
mm-hmm.
What about, we talked about that a little bit here.
There's this idea of this, this mixed-used homes. And, there are a lot of times you have good intentions. You go get your property. You think you're going to rent it. And then all of a sudden, something changes,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
It could be you either didn't rent it for the price you wanted to rent it, or you bought the property in a place that really is a place you would want to hang out, right?
Right.
I mean, I went through this myself when I was looking at Port Townsend. It's kind of, I could rent it out. And then all of a sudden would I really do that, though? I mean, would I really rent it out? I mean, if I rented it out, I can't stay there.
Right.
It's a little tricky.
Well, and it's a mental exercise, too. If you're absolutely in love with a property that you've lived in and you plan to move back to or whatever, it is a mental challenge sometimes to open that up to renters. Renters do tend to be a little tougher on property than you would be if you were living there. personally. So you have to kind of get your head around that and be ready to do that.
Yeah. And, you know, it's another thing to consider is property management. Mm-hmm. You know, just to the ease of stepping away from that and paying someone a small portion of your income that you're getting off of it, but to take that headache away from you, I think is really worth it.
There's nothing really better than that. You know, because who has time to do it? It gets a third party involved that is not, that's completely objective, does a job and goes in and takes care of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, that's what kind of makes it fun and interesting too for you. If you have the rental property that's building equity, a lot of things are happening with it, then the question and the conversation then goes to, okay, how much do I really need to be involved in it?
Yeah, and the property management companies, typically, they already have the resources. They know the painters, the electricians. You know, they understand how the homeowners associations work, if it, let's say it's a condominium or something. You know, so they have the resources. It's a piece of cake for them.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing also is, you don't have to, let's see, how do I want to put this? You don't have to necessarily keep it rented out all the time. You could move into the home, and then if you live there, is it two out of the last five or three out of the last five? And then you sell it, you get that capital gains exclusion.
You do get a partial capital gains exclusion.
Oh, it's partial?
And the rules in that arena have changed dramatically in the last couple of years. It's fairly complicated. The rules are fairly complicated, so definitely make sure you understand those before you go down that path of, you know, in the past, people did that quite frequently,
right,
as a matter of fact.
Right.
But, yeah, there are some stop gaps in place there that didn't used to be there to be aware of. But there are still tax advantages available.
What's the formula to the capital gains exclusion? Because it's $500,000 per married couple?
If it's your primary residence, it's $500,000 for marrieds, $250,000 for singles.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it's been a rental property in the past, there's some phase-out rules.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, there is, yeah. Those are new in the last 2 years, I believe.
And can you do it on more than one property if you've lived in it?
You can, but again, the benefits have been limited. So there is a 2 out of 5 year holding rule that still is in place.
Yeah. But you can take advantage of that over and over. Say if you live in a house for 5 years and sell it, move, and then live in a house for 10
Correct.
Years. And, okay, that's what I
Correct.
Thought. You know, and the other thing, too, to consider, which a lot of people don't think of this, is joint ownership. You know, you don't have to be married to be the people that are buying the house.
Like be a part, like have a part, you know,
be
like
a
business partner in it.
Sure.
Actually, I have some people that have done that. You know, the prices are so reasonable that, you know, to buy a condo in Hawaii now is cheaper than buying one of those, what do they call those? Vacation.
Timeshare
thingies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you four people together, it's just incredible what's available now.
I've got clients that own condos in ski areas that do that.
Yeah.
Several families get together and purchase one, and then they just allocate the time out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and brothers and sisters can own property together,
right.
You know, and you have equal shares, you know, so you would split the income equally, and do you then split the tax advantages equally?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Mm. Well, that's kind of cool. So, you know, there are some other things, too, that, you know, I just want to make sure we get to. Why don't you just take us through the rest of this? Because sometimes you want to have more than one home as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm finding people doing.
Well, if you're
not exactly sure the rationale for that, but that's what folks are doing.
If you have more than one home and you're not renting it out, for instance, you still have the same tax advantages on both homes as far as your interest can be deducted, correct?
If you have a second home, correct.
Yeah, so is there any limitations to owning more than one home that you're going to live in?
Yeah, the interest on the first two homes is deductible.
Okay.
After
so
that.
So you're good for two.
You're good for two,
subject
to certain limits.
Okay.
But after that, at that point, that phases away.
Okay. So is there a limit on the types of expenses on a home that you can?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because, obviously, a roof, you would have a tax deduction if you replace the roof. That's a large one. But is there a limit on how small of a repair you can?
Yeah, I think this is a really good question because it really deals with personality. You know, I'm the kind of person that if I owned a rental, I would make the rental look like a place I would want to move into.
Mm-hmm.
So I would use my judgment on what I would get done. Right? You see what I'm saying?
So if you're talking about a rental property, there are rules as far as what types of expenses can be deducted full the year that you do the repair. There's a difference between what the IRS would consider a standard repair versus
an
improvement or capital item.
Okay.
What's the difference between that?
So
I get it.
If you did something significant to the home that either increased its value significantly,
redo the kitchen, for example.
Yeah. Redo the kitchen would be a capital improvement because it increases the value of the home.
Right.
If you added a bedroom, that would be
A
significant improvement. If you put a brand new roof on, maybe a little bit better than the one you had before, that's an improvement. If you repair a leaky roof, you've got a couple of bad shingles, you repair those, that's a repair.
Oh, got it. Well,
you
really have to know this stuff, though.
There are a lot of complex rules. But
that's why you have to go see your friendly accountant and financial planner. Isn't that true?
Well, I suppose that's true, yeah.
How do people find out more about you?
That's what I was just going to say.
I've got a website, which is accessible by all. It's www.morozek.net. And the Morozek is spelled M-R-O-Z-E-K. There's some information out there, kind of a little bit about my practice and what I do.
What's your phone number?
Phone number is 425-788-5266.
All right. Hey, thank you guys for joining us here today. Kathy, thank you so much. Give out your website again. Because people are going to want to have the written part of this.
I'll get this posted. My phone number is 206-276-1070, and you can find me at positivepathhome.com.
All right. Thank you, everybody. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Are you ready for an extraordinary life? Introducing Spectrum Life Design Education. Spectrum seminars and training are intended for you to discover and redesign the core beliefs that generate your life results, circumstances, and experiences by utilizing a synergistic approach to the art of living. Participants are provided with experiential and practical tools that raise their level of consciousness that embrace the whole person, mind, body, heart, and spirit. These principles allow you to transform your ability to engage your authentic yearnings, to profoundly connect with yourself and others, along with maximizing your potential and greatest dreams. For more information, as well as a course schedule, please visit them at SpectrumLifeDesign.com. That's SpectrumLifeDesign.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.